Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to awaken to the truth of your soul? Welcome to today's episode of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show with your host, Nadia Khalil.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to today's show. Today is Monday, and what a topic for a Monday, going back to dreams. But today is Monday. It's the 24th of September already. We're already like a few days into fall. And I was thinking over the weekend, I was meeting with some people, and I was thinking, gosh, what a topic for Monday. You know, once the fall hits and schedules start to become more normal and summer's going away, we start building. You know, we start building in our minds again. Now we're preparing again, and we're thinking again, and I talked to a lot of people lately, and you got to tell me, you guys, if this is going on with you too, that have like accomplished what they set out to do. Their dreams are coming true. The things they want to do are coming true. But the bigger part of it is that it wasn't what they thought it was. It was bigger in so many ways that they got there. But then they're like, now what? I've achieved my dream. And I thought, well, then it's time to reassess. You still have to thrive. You may not know today, so don't pressure yourself, like sit there and like a pressure tank and try to figure out what you want to do, because when you do that, it's really hard. Because then you think, well, is that what I really want to do? And then you start questioning yourself. But I want you to start with what you're already doing today. What are the decisions you have made in your life that makes today, today? Because these are the things, for whatever reason, that you like most. Whether it's waking up early, sleeping late, the kind of job you're agreeing to do, the people you are agreeing to be friends with, the house, the city, the town, the state, the country, the kind of car that you drive, how neat you keep things or not around you, what you like to do with your time at night. All of our answers are right here in the routines that we have already. Think about, okay, what would fit in here that I would like to see happen in my life? What would fit in here? What could I put in my day that might only take a half an hour of my time for me to explore? Because the problem that we've had with knowing what our dreams are expecting them to be so big that mentally we may never even get to them. So last night I was talking to two people. One person who has a website called Dream Toolbox, an entrepreneur, who talks a lot about not only accomplishing your dreams, but he has over and over and over again. And he said something really interesting last night. And he said that when I first accomplished my dream, I floundered for 2 to 3 years. I did not know what to do with myself. Now I didn't know who I was. Now I did that, and I literally like fell off the emotional wagon. I was running around thinking, okay, well, what do I do now? But I had to reassess. I had to go back and come up with new dreams. And then my son was listening, and he said, and now, you know, granted, there's like a 50, at least 54 year gap between them in age. And he said, which I thought was really interesting, he said, you got to set your dreams so high that you don't settle along the way for smaller dreams. That's why I say this is what I want to accomplish, because if I don't say this, had one good day, I was okay, but I want to have a lot of good days. So as I'm listening to two men discuss dreams, because I know how women are, we're satisfied in different ways, because part of us feeds off of our environment, because we are the environment that everybody lives in our homes, whether we realize it or not, is another story. But the pace of a mom, because mothers are nurturers and fathers are hunters, instinctively. It's not something that, you know, we came here. That's why there's women and that's why there's men. I know we all are trying to melt into being one and the same, but bottom line is the way we deal with life complements each other. A lot of men don't get women and think, why do you think about all that? God, I'd never be able to work if I thought about all of that or did all of that. And I can't believe how much you've done in a day. And you hear it all the time, especially after they marry a woman or if they've lived with their mother as an adult. Because when you're kids, you don't know. You just think everything's the way it is. But the appreciation comes in adulthood. But when you reel yourself in and you say, hey, what have I done so far? Okay, these were my favorite parts. These were my highlights. And what would I like to do past this? And it sounds like these simple, easy questions, but if you don't ask them, you'll feel that feeling like, what am I doing here? What is my purpose? Where am I going? Why am I going there? What's going on in my life? Everybody seems to be getting what they want. Why am I not getting it? But you have to ask yourself. You have to grow past growing. A lot of times, the tapes that we have in our heads are just the same old thing every single day. But our dreams are coming alive. We're seeing them. We're getting there. Sometimes, and this is something I've seen, is when we're almost there, we sabotage ourselves from getting to where we want to go. Because we don't know if we can handle getting what we want, because we got so used to waiting for what we want. And then we think, well, if I get there, then what? Well, get there and then find out. In this past year, actually, I have to go back. In the past year since the accident, the car accident I got in on December 9th of last year, of 2017, God, before my car crashed, I was good. I was good with God. It was like I took this deep breath and I said, you know, I am happy. I have nothing, had nothing to my name, not even the car I was driving. I was driving my son's car. If you want to say I had a lowest point in life, it would have been that day. It was that day. I had another one 2 weeks later. But that day, I was driving and I said to God, I'm good. I think, I said, you know, Christ, you've been a little quiet lately, and I did what you wanted me to do. I wrote the books. I'm doing the show. I post what you say all day long when I have time. And I try to do it all in the morning so that I could run around all day and get other work done. My kids don't need me anymore. I mean, they love me and we see each other, but they're not dependent on me anymore. And then I said, I'm happy. I'll go on, I'll get a job, I'll make money the conventional way again so that I could just live out my retirement, whatever that meant. I never thought of retiring, but I did that day. And then I crashed. I look up and there's a car just sitting on the freeway. Do you think that was a mistake? I knew within an hour what to do with my life, but it took me crashing, hitting literally a wall, getting away from it. It's like someone took me and woke me up, like, okay, finish this section. And I knew that something changed. I wasn't so sure what. Ever since that day, something I knew before that day, dormant, that I thought, wow, well, this took a long time, so I just didn't think it was going to happen, at least not on my watch, because I tried everything. And that was to speak about Christ. I thought I was done, and what I found out was I was just beginning. Everything I've done till then was getting me ready. So if we know what's going on around us, we don't. All we have is our intention. And if we wake up every single day, today included, not I'll do it tomorrow, today included, and we do the best we know how to do, whether it's taking care of our kids, going to work. You don't have to have all the right answers. You just have to do your best. And you know when you hit that. You know when you've done it right the first time. Push yourself. Is this the best I can do? Is this the best I can think? Is this my best solution? Stay there. You will get used to it if you're not used to it yet. And if you are used to it, you will refine it and get better and understand yourself in a way that builds your mind. And you will start to find people in our world who are building their minds. I used to wonder why I couldn't find people that wanted to do more in life. I kept finding people who were trying to run away from life, but it was because I had to learn how that mindset thought. And at times, I was one of them. There were times I wanted to run away and hide under a rock. Sometimes I used to hope somebody would find me and take care of me because I got so tired taking care of everybody. Bottom line is, when you do your best every day, what comes after that is the stuff you cannot predict. You cannot make up stuff that good. And then as you think about how that ended up happening, as you think about it, you will see positive begets positive. And again, that's in Origins of Truth. Positive begets positive, negative begets negative. I think it's in other writings. I think people have said it before. I never heard it before I wrote it. And I don't know where it was written. But just positive begets positive. It really happens. Day of the accident was like, I was so far into the fork in the road when it came to my dreams that I thought I already did them. I was coming clean with God. Okay, I think I've done that. Okay, so where do I go from here? Well, I guess this is the next plan because these are things I need. I really did want to speak, but I guess this was how I did it. I guess I did it through radio. I was in my mind just making sense of it all. Yet there was way more sense to be had, but I was doing my best every single day. Every single day. And I would, in those moments, take a deep breath and go, this is me at my best. Sometimes when I'd be brushing my teeth in the mirror, I'd say, this is me doing my best. And I still have to brush my teeth. And I still have to do this. And instead of it being foreign to me to be my best and waiting for something great to happen, I kept saying it to myself without realizing it. Every single day, even the days where my bills were not paid and I had no plan. And the angels started showing up in my life, people who didn't even know that they're angels. There's one person, and they may know who they are if they're listening, who I keep wanting to get back to. I keep wanting to get back to, and I always get back to people. But for some reason, every time I want to get back to this person, I forget. Even if I put it on the list, I forget. Day in, day out. Weeks go by, months go by, and I forget. It's really weird. And I want to get back to them. I forget. And then I'll be in the middle of the night asleep. And I'll remember, and I'll say, oh, I got to do that first thing in the morning. I forget. Started to realize there was a method to that madness. And I said, God, I will get back to this person when it's right. It obviously isn't right for me, but maybe there's a lesson I'm not learning. Maybe they need it. Maybe we both need it. But there's something there that doesn't allow me to remember when I need to remember. And it's just fascinating me. But I knew that if I'm doing my best today, I will do my best tomorrow because it's already in there. So that day where I crashed and I got home, there were things I instinctively knew. I know if I've had that day, a lot of people have had that day over and over again, where you just knew what to do. Difference was that I acted on it. That day, I said, okay, I need to do this and I need to do that. And instead of just thinking it and living in my own world and saying, I'll get back to that on Monday because today is Saturday, I started calling the people I needed to call to talk to the people I needed to meet that I didn't even know yet. And they're like, Nadia? Like, I'm calling them on a Saturday because they're people I technically worked with. They were friends, but friends because I worked with them for the most part because that's how I knew them. And I just said, this is what I need. Now, the big deal about that was I never talked in what I need. I would have been like, hey, you know, maybe you can call so-and-so and I think I need to meet them. Why? I don't know. And, you know, and kind of him and hawed around it. But no, I just said, I need to meet so-and-so. They will say, yes, can you make the phone call or send the email? I have to meet this person. Why? I don't know, but I'll find out when I get there. It's way different than, would you mind calling so-and-so and seeing if they would like to meet with me? Whole different energy. so I didn't know that that's why I was a little slow. But I will tell you, I was watching TV. I was watching a Hallmark Christmas movie. And a little girl in the movie, and it's a movie, and they're, you know, my kids call them, I can't, what they, oh, they call those movies fluffy. And they laughed at me for watching them because they're like, you know the ending. But I watched those movies like an addiction. I didn't sit and watch them because it's hard for me to sit that long. But I would just have them on. I would just put it on the channel because in at Christmas time, they just play them all day long. And so they'll rerun them. So I may have seen the beginning of one and then maybe the end of it on another time or whatever, while I'm cleaning, while I'm working, while I'm doing whatever. It's just like a background radio, staying in that, quote, fluffy world. Was I lost the tolerance for violence? Even the villain in the show was treated with some sense of respect, and they rose. And then I realized those shows were a lot smarter than we thought. That's why people couldn't stop watching them. I found out when I'd mention it, people say, I watch it too. Oh, my God, I watch it too. And I'd be like, wow, all these people that I know, rich, poor, fast, slow, attention deficit or not, were watching these shows with these endings. But that night, I was slow, and I was sitting down, and I was just watching because I was too tired. My brain was, like, shook, and I didn't know what else to do with myself. And this little girl was making Christmas wishes. And I said, I want to make wishes, too. I want to make Christmas wishes. So I got my computer, started with my daughter. I said, well, these are my three wishes for my daughter. Then I took my son on and I said, these are my three wishes for my son. And I took myself on. And in detail, 1, 2, 3, I wrote my three top wishes for my kids and myself. And then I sent it to myself. And I think I just went to sleep that night after the show. I can't remember. I was foggy. I forgot about it, lived my life the next day, had the meetings that I set up the day of the accident, and I realized that had I waited a day after the accident to say, oh, no, I'll call tomorrow, by the next day, I would have changed my mind and said, oh, that'll be stupid. How am I going to call and meet someone I don't even know and say, but I knew I needed to meet you? And I don't know why, but I knew that if we did, we would figure that out. I wouldn't have done it. We have to take advantage of ourselves in the heat of the moment and trust our instincts. Because those instincts I had to make that phone call, I would not have still had the next day because now I would have talked my way out of it had I not been hit in the head and tired as I was that night. I don't know if I would have had the patience to write out my wishes or thought them or watched the whole, like sat down physically and watched that show. And I don't even remember which one it was. I just remember the kid in the Christmas tree. And then a few months go by, and I'm watching our entire lives change. My life, my daughter's life, my son's life. My daughter gets a job out of state to be on location to shoot a show. My son starts getting calls from the Royals. My life starts flipping, and I don't even know how to handle it, but I'm handling it. And I'm like, oh, wow, this is different. Oh, wow, that's different. Holy cow, what just happened? I don't feel the same where I was, but I don't know where I'm going. And then one day, the end of February, I go, wait a minute. All the stuff I thought about that night, it's happening. And then I go, wait a minute. I think I wrote it down somewhere. I think I did. And I was looking through my papers, and then I go, no, wait, I think I emailed it. And now I'm looking through my emails, and I'm like, I couldn't find it. And I go, wait a minute, what was the date? Put in the date. And I found it, and I couldn't believe that everything I wrote down, even down to the details that I wrote, it already happened. So then I go, well, what now? Well, where do I want to go from here? I had one wish, and that was, God, allow me to accept all of this new, because I don't have a comfortable spot yet. I don't know who this person is, whose kids have grown and are totally, totally, truly independent of me. I don't know who this person is that now knows my son can make it in our world. I don't know who this person is that knows that I'm going to be speaking and it's already happening. The ducks are starting to line up. And that's all I want to do, desire inside of me. The writing, the speaking, I can't help it. It is. Christ said, you will become it and it will become you. But now I'm seeing that and I'm seeing how it works. But our dreams aren't far away. We just have to sit down and write what we want, what we would like to see in our lives. Do you want to see your life grow into, not become, because you're already the person, but what direction do you want your life to go? I would like more of this. I would like more time to do things, garden, paint, jobs, research, getting another job, starting my own business. I want to meet more people. These are the ways I'm planning to do that. Because you can't meet people or date people without getting to know people. But just in detail, down to the detail, because when you write it in detail, that means you've thought it through enough to see it. And when you can see it, now your brain is going, thank you for the map, let's go. And you readapt and you accept. You start to build in the worthiness that that's something you can do and will do and have the capacity to do. And yes, you. And once you get there, figure it out. Figure out how to be that person that can accept great things happening to you. Because the greatest thing that happens is you realize your brain works in a way that can help you instead of putting you off, putting your life off, putting your stuff off. It's really interesting to live in real time. It's a crazy world, but the crazy is that there's a lot of good in it. You guys have a great Monday. I will see you tomorrow morning. I love you. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to today's Daily Dose of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show. To learn more, visit www.nadiakhalil.com.